Next up on Downtown, it's time to talk food. Shut up and eat. We do it every Friday, joined by Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine, Dispatch Magazine. Joe, how's your Friday going so far?
Well, as we just discussed, it's going amazingly. So. Well, yeah. Everything is in place.
Legends of Zelda? Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, I got a little Legend of Zelda going, a little hard cider. You know, nothing like your emulator on the iMac to play the 1980s NES games. You know, nothing more comforting, really.
I love it.
Unless you're talking about a pot of bolognese sauce.
Well, yes, and that's what we wanted to do today. We thought we've talked about restaurants a lot. We talked about different foods, but let's get some inside advice on how to prepare a fantastic dish and one that offers a chef a lot of options. But man, would be great on one of these bitterly cold, too cold than it ought to be, March weekends.
Yeah, exactly. You want, for this kind of weekend, you know, you want that pot of food on the stove that literally makes your whole house smell amazing. And yeah, very versatile. I'm talking about bolognese. So basically traditional Italian meat sauce, hailing from Bologna. Definitely important to point out that it's more about the meat than the tomatoes. Okay, so there are tomatoes in it, but it's much more meat driven. Basically, I guess I'll just kind of, do you want me to just walk through the process?
Or? Well, yeah, well, and you mentioned the meat, and everybody's got their preference there, but for me, and I don't know how you feel, I like to combine a couple of different meats.
Yes, I think that beef and pork are a great combination. Mm. You can put veal in there, same thing with meatballs. I'll be honest, though, like, I'd be lying if I told you I could tell that there was veal in the mix with those two other things. A lot of people say veal adds more texture. So if you can get ground veal, you know, why not? But if not, I think beef and pork is a great combination, you know?
Absolutely.
So you want to start, I usually get the pot going with about a stick of butter, preferably Kerrygold, Irish butter, with some really good olive oil. And then you basically want to saute your mirepoix, so your onions, celery, and carrots. You want to cook those down basically until they're soft. Then you add your meats, your ground meat. Give it a good amount of seasoning at this point. And basically, you know, keep cooking it until it breaks up and the meat basically loses the raw color, you know? This is the part that kind of like takes a little patience. The sauce takes about 6 hours, you know, but you really do it right.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of busy work, so that's good. What you want to do next, actually, is put in about a pound and a half of meat. Sometimes I'll do like a pound of beef, pound of pork, go a little bit over, but any combination you want. Then you want to add about a cup of milk, and basically let the milk slowly kind of bubble off. The milk is going to protect the meat from the acidity and the wine and the tomatoes.
Joe, do you do that in place of making a roux?
Yes, exactly. The roux is more when it comes to making the bechamel sauce to do the lasagna, like the cream mm-hmm. element. It's not
yep.
like a roux. It's more like a white gravy, essentially.
Right, right.
I think more like gumbo, like dark. But you literally want to add milk to the meat, let it kind of bubble off, you know, let it simmer about 20 minutes like that. You want to grate a little bit of nutmeg into it. I say about half a teaspoon of fresh nutmeg. And then you want to add about a cup of white wine and do the same thing as you did with the milk. Cook it off. You know, basically when it loses its any kind of alcohol smell is when you know that the wine has been properly cooked
right.
off. Then, this is the last step before it's like a long haul, you know. You want to get a can of, 28-ounce can of San Marzano tomatoes. I personally like the ones from Cento. You can get it at Hannaford.
I do too. Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, they have a nice level of sweetness to them. But you can get, you know, you can go get the high-end ones forever, you know, spend $12 a can. It's all good. You know, you want to basically take those. I like to crush them by hand in a bowl. And then at this point, you want to add those to your sauce, your bolognese. And then basically just let it go at a very low simmer, you know, like three setting on your electric stove, two or three for about 4 hours. Stirring every now and then if it starts to, you know, it'll start to reduce, it'll kind of separate, you'll see the fat will separate, and that's a good thing. And basically, by the end, you're going to have this really rich, meaty sauce. And obviously, you know, taste for seasoning at this point. If you do want to make a lasagna with it, you make the bechamel with butter and flour, essentially butter, flour, and milk. You basically cook the flour and the butter, add the milk, thickens up, and then you layer it. You put one layer of sauce and bechamel in the bottom of the lasagna pan, lay noodles down, and then you do the same thing. You know, more bechamel, more bolognese, and then Parmesan cheese in each layer after that. And then you finish the whole thing, top it with that same layer and Parmesan cheese, and bake it off at about 400 degrees, I say, about 20 minutes. And literally, it'll be the best lasagna you've ever had in your life.
That sounds incredible. Now, do you make your own pasta, or are you able to just go get the store brand and be happy with that?
You know, the store brand is fine. I actually go to a place in Portland called Pacciarino, and I have them make me the fresh noodles. Actually, I'm making me spinach noodles.
Oh, yeah.
They're green. Mm. That's actually traditional in Bologna. To use the green lasagna verde. And those are delicious, but you know, it doesn't really matter either way. Some people will say you don't need to cook them before you bake them. I like to cook them, at least blanch them a little bit for like 45 seconds.
Yep.
To loosen them up.
Sure.
Before I put them in the pan.
That sounds phenomenal. Now, we got to have a wine. What would you pair with this?
All right. Well, I mean, it's Bologna, so you can kind of go north or south, but definitely a high-acid red. Nebbiolo comes to mind. Any Barolo, Barbaresco. Those are great because it's such a fatty sauce that, in a good way. But you want something with acidity. Like if you try to drink like a California Cabernet or Zinfandel or something, it's just not going to hold up. It's going to feel like you're drinking grape juice, you know, grape, like Welch's grape juice with this, you know? you could also, I mean, do the classic, like Chianti, Brunello, if you wanted to go Sangiovese, but definitely a high-acid Italian red. If you want to go French, you could do something from the Rhone Valley, maybe a Saint-Joseph, something that's really black peppery like that.
Mm.
And, I can't think of much that really makes me happier than that.
But. No, and the best thing, well, second best thing after eating it, of course, is that your house is going to smell great for the whole weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And lasagna only gets better, you know, the next day and the day after.
Absolutely.
Comes together. So, I mean, that's, you know, and you can use that same formula I just talked about, you know, with your pasta sauce, whatever recipe. You don't have to make a bolognese, but the whole layering and using the bechamel with the Parmesan. I like bechamel more than ricotta, personally. Well, some people swear by the ricotta. You can actually use both if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the ricotta is unnecessary. I think it's pretty rich without it. So,
man, oh, man. Well, you just got me hungry now, but sounds great. Joe, fantastic. I got to go home and cook now. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Joe. Hopefully you recorded so you can listen to my voice while you cook. I'm sure it'll make you happy.
Perfect. That's the makings of a great weekend right there. Thank you, Joe.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next week.
All right.